And this is right, this lot is adjacent to Midway City property.
It is.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'll go back to the zoning map. So this red line is our city boundary up here.
Yeah, okay.
So two sides of it are contiguous.
Okay, I thought that's what I was seeing, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that's all I had.
Anyone willing to make a motion?
I motion that we recommend approval. The applicant petitioning for the annexation of a 3.5-acre portion of Wasatch County parcel ID 00-0007-5098. The property is in the Midway City, the Midway Growth Boundary, located at approximately 1221 North Pine Canyon Road, Midway, Utah. The proposed zoning for the property is RA-1-43. I recommend that we also include the possible findings and also the proposed conditions as they've been proposed by staff. Did I miss something?
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor, Laura, why don't you go ahead?
Aye.
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 Okay, that is unanimous. Thank you. Item 4, Alan Thronson, the applicant on behalf of Mickey Carusio, agent for the MC Midway Acquisition LLC, owner is requesting a conditional use permit for mixed-use development that will include commercial and a residence. The property is located at 203 West Main Street in Midway, with a proposed residence located at 30 North 200 East, and is in the C2 zone. The proposed residence was once a residence but converted to a commercial kitchen. The applicant seeks to renovate the building at 30 North 200 East back into a residential home. The result would be a mixed-use development that will include a business and a residence. Michael.
Has received a conditional use permit for a mixed-use development. This is a site of a former filler of coffee. C2 zone does allow for mixed-use developments. It is a conditional use, and really what you're looking at is the impact of the residents. If there's any issues that should be mitigated for surrounding property owners, and so that's what we should focus in on with this. Commercial uses are permitted. There are some commercial uses that would be a conditional use permit. What they proposed up to this point would be a permitted use. So at this point, all we're looking at is really the mixed-use component of this. This is 0.7 acre. There would be commercial use in the southern building, so that's the building facing Main Street. And that building will need to be deed restricted to only commercial. Technically, per the code, 20% of the overall square footage needs to be deed restricted. My understanding is that whole southern building would just remain as a commercial building. And then the northern building would be converted to a residence from a commercial kitchen. So a number of years ago, that was converted from a home into a commercial kitchen. Filler of Coffee used it, and then they also, different company used it for catering, for instance. But it's looked like a home all these years, but it's really been a commercial kitchen. So the idea is that that would be converted back into a residence, still meeting the requirements of the code for mixed-use developments because of their commercial building to the south. One thing that is required is a hard surface driveway and parking for two stalls. Mixed use requires for two bedrooms, two stalls, and so that's what they need to provide with this. And moving forward, we've got an aerial. You can see the property located just on Main Street in the center of town. Here's a closer view. So Old Swiss Square is located just to the south of this property. Main Street right here in the middle. And this is Second East. And then a closer view of the property. You see the filler of coffee here on the southern end. This is all one property. There's an outbuilding over here on the right. And then the commercial kitchen, again, that'd be converted into a residence here on the north. And what they proposed is paving this area back to having a couple of stalls right in this area. So not all of this would need to be paved, just the driveway coming in to where the parking area would be for the residents. Parking for Filler of Coffee would remain the same on the south end of the property. we've all seen this many times as we drive by. It's changing, though, I've noticed it as of late. And so they do plan on having a business, and not that they're tied to what's in their application on the proposed business. My understanding is a small cafe, I think is a bookstore.
Store, skate shop with a little coffee bar.
Yeah, and so somewhat similar to what we've had, but also a retail component to it. And the look of the building's gonna change a little bit is what I'm seeing also. I think the car has now been removed from the front of the building, so, yeah. And then this is the back commercial kitchen. Again, this would be converted into a residence. They did receive a demolition permit to go in and start demolishing what's there right now, the commercial kitchen. But to move forward with the residence, they do need to receive the conditional use permit first. Over here is the driveway. This will be paved, and there'll be some parking for those two stalls for the house, just like every other home requires two stalls. This one would also. This shows their floor plans. So going from this existing to their proposed over here on the right for the home. So we haven't identified any major issues regarding this proposal with staff, and so our proposed findings and also our recommended conditions are just a couple of each of these. Regarding the findings, the proposed use is a conditional use in the C2 zone. This property is completely surrounded by commercial uses, yet the property directly north of this is owned by Judy's donut shop. That's their exit. So it actually doesn't touch any of the residential around it. And then the second one, the proposal is consistent with the vision of the general plan for Main Street. So in our general plan, it talks about having mixed use in the commercial zone, and this matches up with that vision that's been described. And then there's two recommended conditions here. The applicant needs to submit a site plan and include the delineation of required parking. I will say this, we did receive the site plan, and so that was in your staff report, but we do have it now, so we can probably ignore condition one. Number two, a commercial deed restriction must be provided to the city for review and approval. Deed restriction shall be recorded before the certificate of occupancy is issued for the dwelling. So as part of a mixed-use development, you have to retain that commercial component, and the way that the code requires that is through the deed restrictions. We'll just need a draft of that. And again, before the CBO is issued for the dwelling, that will need to be recorded. And so that's what I have for presentation for this item. Happy to take any questions. We do have the applicants here today. I'm sure they'd be happy to answer any questions that you've got.
Any questions or comments from the Planning Commission?
We don't have anything in here for the changes or the updates to the commercial piece to be reviewed by the Architectural Review Committee. That seems strange to me.
Yeah, and so the way that works in the code is if you look at the overall cost of the property and the renovations are over 25% of that overall cost is when the BAC gets involved in a project. And so that needs to be determined yet if we're over 25% or not. And so that's something that needs to be discussed. From what I've seen so far, it doesn't look like we're over 25%, so that's something we can talk to the applicants about. That's one reason why the original filler of coffee doesn't have the Swiss and European feel, is because their renovations were never over 25% of the overall value of the property. So it's been kind of an outlier on our
Any other comments from the commission? The applicant like to, go ahead, Laura.
No, I was just going to say, even though it isn't part of the approval, I think that the filler up is cute and kitschy, but I would love to know what you have planned for it.
I'm Alan Trotson. I'm the general contractor on the job. So on the commercial part of it, filler up side of it, there'll be fairly minor updates, paint, floor, it'll be pretty low key. There won't be any major changes to it other than a kind of a freshen up and a new look.
Okay, so it's gonna keep the little cars and the filler up sign and no.
So the cars are gone.
Okay.
They're talking about, for the front of it, were you doing something different with the doors or leaving those doors?
There'll be a lot of cosmetic changes, but and a little bit of the inside, some loft changes, but the outside, beside the paint sign, we're going to keep the Texaco sign, but it'll be mostly cosmetic changes on the outside of it.
Okay.
Just to dress it up.
Thanks.
Keeping the garage doors.
Any other questions? Someone want to make a motion?
I can do it again if you want.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Hello? Does this work?
Doesn't matter.
Here, you're fine.
Yep. I make a motion to for approval to for the applicant of the former filler up for a conditional use permit. The applicant on behalf of Mickey Caruso, agent for Midway City Acquisitions, is requesting this conditional use. The property is located at 203 West Main Street, Midway, and is in the C2 zone. The proposed residence was once a residence but converted to a commercial kitchen. The applicant seeks to renovate the building back into a residential home. The result would be a mixed-use development that will include a business and a residence. Would include in the approval the possible findings and the two proposed conditions.
So I think we decided that number one is no longer required since the planning department has that.
That's correct.
So just the one condition, Andrew?
Just the one condition, yes.
Okay, so we have a motion to recommend approval to the City Council. Craig, do you want to start us?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you want to vote?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
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 Okay, that is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item 5 on the agenda. Ben Probst is trustee for the Wayne W. Probst Family Living Trust. Owner is requesting preliminary and final approval of a small-scale subdivision. The proposal is for a 3-lot subdivision on 2.4 acres. The property is located at 905 West Main Street and is in the R-1-9 zone. Do we have Mr. Probst on the Zoom or?
We have Mike Johnson. So of the 21 original blocks, this one wasn't actually completed, but it was part of the original plat. And what our code allows is if somebody has a complete, there were blocks, and I'll show you a copy of the plat. If somebody has a complete lot within the blocks, then they actually get a culinary connection from the city as part of the original water system. So culinary connections for these two lots are actually credited to the lots, being part of the original. So again, here's the outline of the property. It's a really beautiful piece of property, actually. It's got a great view looking to the south. You can see Timpanogos from the property, so really nice. Here's the home on the corner, and then this is the garage just south of the home. And the existing structures, especially the garage, is really non-conforming to our current code regarding setbacks. So we do have a section in our code that covers how to handle non-conforming structures if they ever want to expand those structures. So they would be subject to those rules. This is a copy of